From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has seen a lot of disasters, but none, he says, like the flooding that's ravaged Pakistan. He took an aerial tour of some of the hardest-hit areas today. Lisa Schlein reports some of the most vulnerable are Afghans living in refugee camps.
The UN Refugee Agency cares for 1.7 million Afghan refugees in Pakistan. Most of them reside in the areas worst hit by the floods. Spokesman Adrian Edwards says many are without shelter and have lost their food, livestock, and all their possessions.
In Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, we've now found that 78 refugee camps across 17 districts in the province are overwhelmed by flooding, erasing more than 12,500 homes, leaving 85,500 refugees homeless.
Edwards says his agency is providing safe temporary shelter and emergency food and medical assistance to these homeless refugees, many of whom are women, children, and elderly people. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
As Congress increasingly questions the U.S. mission in Afghanistan, War Commander General David Petraeus told NBC's Meet the Press the goal is clear.
We're here so that Afghanistan does not once again become a sanctuary for transnational extremists the way it was when al-Qaeda planned the 9/11 attacks in the Kandahar area.
Petraeus said the U.S. still wants to capture or kill Osama bin Laden. President Obama and his family are back in Washington after a weekend trip to the Florida Gulf Coast. The first family swam, went boating, and ate seafood, all in an effort to convince Americans the region is safe and open for tourism after the devastating Gulf oil spill. Off-road races can be as dangerous for the spectators as they are for the drivers. Gina Diamante reports an accident in California's Mojave Desert killed 8 people and injured a dozen others.
The California 200 had just started when the crash happened. The driver of an off-road truck apparently lost control after sailing off a jump. The truck plowed into the crowd, flipping over and landing on its roof. Spectators were only a few feet away from the racers with no barriers in between. The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department says 6 people died at the scene. 2 more died at a hospital. A hospital spokesman says 1 child was among those who were airlifted from the remote race site. Officials say the driver was not hurt, but they say he had to flee the scene to get away from angry spectators. State, federal, and local agencies are investigating. For NPR News, I'm Gina Diamante in San Bernardino.
The 25-year-old man arrested in the fatal shooting of 4 people outside a Buffalo, New York restaurant is still being held on a parole violation, but charges connected to the shooting have been dropped. Prosecutors were not sure Keith Johnson was the gunman. From Washington, this is NPR. One of the cancer experts who predicted the Lockerbie bomber had only months to live now has some regrets. He told a British newspaper he should have been more cautious. Abdel Basset Almegri is still alive a year after being freed from a Scottish prison. His release for humanitarian reasons set off a firestorm of criticism. Despite record heat, Tea Party activists are rallying in the desert today in support of Arizona's new immigration law. Mark Moran of member station KJZZ in Phoenix says they're meeting near the U.S.-Mexico border.
The group rallying in support of the state's immigration law is being led by Tea Party activists near a section of makeshift wall between Mexico and Arizona. The fence amounts to a series of metal poles spaced inches apart, too close for anyone to squeeze through from either side. Senate candidate J.D. Hayworth, a former sportscaster from Arizona, is scheduled to speak, along with County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. A federal judge put large parts of the immigration measure on hold late last month, but that hasn't stopped opponents of the bill from rallying against it. But supporters have already filed an appeal to a circuit appeals court, and the bill could wind up before the U.S. Supreme Court. The most contentious part of the bill, which was put on hold, required a police officer to use reasonable cause and ask for proof of citizenship during routine traffic stops. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
A movie featuring some of the biggest action stars of the decade was number one at the box office this weekend. The Expendables, starring Sylvester Stallone, Jet Li, and Jason Statham, with cameos by Bruce Willis and Arnold Schwarzenegger, pulled in $35 million. Julia Roberts' Eat, Pray, Love was in second place. Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.
Support